The city wouldn't have time to wash in the daytime. The thing they would have to do, they had to wash night or early that morning. Because they had no time. They had to go to the field and be working in the field, see. But nowadays, general, the ladies, some of them have jobs, they wash some of them at night, go to what you call a wash rack. Wash at night, put the clothes in the machine, and machine wash them, take them out and put them in a dryer while they're ready to put on, if you want, press them up. But they don't have to do that no more.
Wash rack is a place in town?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, they have several of them over there to feed. You go carry your clothes and put them in a big machine. Put your money in there. Some of them is 35 cents, some wash racks 50 cents. Put your 50 cents in there, share the thing in, pull it back. Mm-hmm. The machine gone, it'll wash them. When it get through your 50 cents, 30 minutes, it'll quit itself. You don't have to stop it. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a wash rack what a woman used to have to do on her hand.
Would you ever use the word laundry?
You'd call it laundry. You carry your laundry and have it washed up, or carry your laundry and have it pressed and clean up, so on.
Did people used to use that word laundry?
No. Old and back people didn't use laundry. They didn't know about laundry. That's the new time of laundry. Mm-hmm. More new.
What would you call a big thing out in the backyard, big black thing they could use for heating up water to boil the clothes?
Well, you'd call that a pot.
Uh-huh.
What do you know about a pot? Wash pot. You call that a wash pot.
Uh-huh.
So they used to heat water in them to wash with. That's the only way they could wash. See the water would be cold and you put it in there to heat it.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be warm so you could wash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be a wash pot.
And you had a two-story house to get from the first floor up to the second floor. You'd have the...
What would it be?
If you had a two-story house,
mm-hmm,
to get from the first floor to the second floor, you'd have a...
Stairs to it?
Mm-hmm.
To go up?
Uh-huh.
You'd have what you call a stairs, made just like steps to go straight on up.
Uh-huh. And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to
shut the door.
Okay. And you know, on some houses, they have boards on the outside of the house that...
Right.
Uh-huh.
Where the weatherboard is up like.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Yeah. Where you call those planks.
Uh-huh.
Or some of them. Now, you put the... You have a sheetrock. You can put out there, and sheetrock is lapped just about like that here.
Just about like the weather?
Like the weather board, like the boards would be. You see, that's so the water run off. When it hit on that, run right off, see?
Mm-hmm. Say, if you were going to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and a...
Drive in the wall with a hammer and hang your picture on the nail.
Uh-huh. If your nail didn't get in far enough, you'd say it's got to be...
You drive it a little bit more, drive it up a little bit more, far enough so it will have a hole, see?
Uh-huh. You say this nail's got to be what?
It got to be drove up a little bit more. It ain't drove enough to hold.
Uh-huh. And the covering on the top of the house, you call the...
Well, you call that the roof.
Uh-huh.
That would be the roof of the house.
You know, some houses, I'm sure you'd know a lot more about this than I do.
Uh-huh.
But some houses have things along the edge of the roof to carry the water off.
You call that a gutter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How are they on the roof? Are they built in or?
No, you don't build them in. You build your house, you buy your gutter,